The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Most of what we talk about on this show, most of what concerns me, and I think must concern you or you wouldn't be listening, concerns my love for and admiration for our country, for the people who sacrificed for it, gave us freedom and liberty and an opportunity to succeed according to how hard we work. And yes, sometimes whether the breaks go our way. So we just had Memorial Day, which celebrates much of that. We are headed toward, now that summer is kind of unofficially officially here with the advent of Memorial Day, we now progress toward the midpoint of summer, which is essentially July the 4th, where we celebrate America's independence. And then we transition toward Labor Day, which kind of signifies the end of summer, even though it's still hot after that, but Labor Day is a day where we celebrate the work ethic of America and the hard work that made America much of what it is. So there's a unique trajectory to summer in the United States. And I have a habit that my girls enjoy, my wife enjoys, I enjoy, I think my father would very much enjoy. I place flags along the driveway of my house on Memorial Day, July the 4th, and Labor Day. I was in a store today, and I saw what I thought was a pretty rockin' deal on American flags that will augment my decoration of my driveway and the area in the front of my house. I usually buy my flags at the dollar store. Today, I got more than one flag per dollar, so I was a pretty happy camper. And then I got to the office, and I started preparing for the show. And I realized that the American flag, to some, means vastly different than what it means to me. And so I'm just curious what it means to you. And what you think when you hear Kamala Harris, our co-president this morning, basically shrug off her need to go to the southern border of our country, which would guard the veracity of admission to our nation, as if it's not something that, even though she's in charge of it, according to her co-president Joe Biden, she doesn't really need to do it. She was on with Lester Holt. Lester Holt tried to ask the question that everyone would want to know, and that is, if you're in charge of the border, why don't you go to the border?
And so the question has come up, and you heard it here, and you'll hear it again, I'm sure. It's, why not visit the border? Why not see what Americans are seeing in this crisis?
Well, we are going to the border. We have to deal with what's happening at the border. There's no question about that. That's not a debatable point. But we have to understand that there's a reason people are arriving at our border and ask, what is that reason? And then identify the problem so we can fix it.
Let's talk about the corruption issue.
See, he went on to another question because he got totally stonewalled on that. But that's actually not a bad interview technique. But she's right. But she doesn't want to know the answer to why people come to our country. People come to our country because they see what I see when I look at the flag. They see a land of opportunity. They see a place where people can succeed based upon how hard they work. They see a place where they are free, where they will not be persecuted for how they worship, if they worship. They see a better life than the life they are living. But Kamala Harris can't admit that, because that would admit, it would be a tacit admission that America is good. And she's in office as co-president to Joe Biden because they convinced enough people that America was either poorly managed or was bad and needed to be corrected at its core. Lester Holt came back to his question, and Kamala Harris exhibited her utter disdain for attending to an issue by putting her eyes on the problem she is trying to solve.
Just quickly put a button.
Okay.
Do you have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border.
Well, I mentioned it because I know Republicans have certainly come at you on this, but Democratic Congressman Cuellar, as a border district, has said to you and the president, come. You need to see this.
Listen, I care about what's happening at the border.
I just don't care enough to go look at it. I don't really care. She tried the typical Democratic tactic. And what you're asking me, I've done it. I've been to the border 3 times. And Lester Holt, who's probably going to get disciplined for following up, said, no, you haven't been to the border. Well, I haven't been to Europe either. I haven't been to the North Pole. I haven't been to Madagascar. I haven't been to the Baltic Sea. Like, why would I go to the border? Because there aren't issues in Europe, you dope. So she can't admit our country is great. She has to trod the line, though, because for somebody as the co-president of the United States to out and out rip on our country, it's a bad look still with enough people that it could cause her problems. But the people who share her viewpoint of our country, and the people who hate our country, and the people who have no idea what our country really is, have a loud and powerful voice in our country right now. Not just Kamala Harris, not just Joe Biden, but Mara Gay is one of those people. Mara Gay, like Kamala Harris, is a black woman. Mara Gay is a New York Times editorial board member. That's a pretty significant position, a pretty powerful opinion-shaping position in our country. She also is a regular on MSNBC's Morning Joe, which is a national cable news show. She has a pretty big platform. For somebody who still sounds like she's marginalized and that she's in danger. Because listen to how Mara Gay, New York Times editorial board member, talks about how she views America and the flag that I'm a fan enough of that I can't wait to buy more so I can decorate my home with it on Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day.
The reality is here that we have a large percentage of the American population. I don't know how big it is, but we have tens of millions of Trump voters who continue to believe that their rights as citizens are under threat by simple virtue of having to share the democracy with others. I think as long as they see Americanness as the same as one with whiteness, this is going to continue. We have to figure out how to get every American a place at the table in this democracy, but how to separate Americanness, America, from whiteness.
I have no idea what she's talking about. Do you? I mean, I do cognitively have an idea what she's talking about, but that's not the America that I see. That's not the America I love. And I'm curious, if you're African American, is that the America you're experiencing? I know it was at one time. If you're white, do you think that's the America we live in now? What do you see when you look at that flag? I want to tell Mara Gay, you have no idea what America is. I don't partner my love for America with my whiteness. I don't mind sharing the country with you, Mara Gay. I don't mind sharing my country with people coming across our southern border legally, people coming across the Atlantic Ocean legally, people coming via the Pacific Ocean legally, our northern border legally. I don't care. America's a melting pot. I think it's great. Come to our country legally. Experience the best that we have. But Mara Gay is not just seeing a different America than I am, and I think you are, 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989, to let me know what America you see. Listen to the America she sees when people celebrate freedom, liberty by flying flags like I fly every Saturday on my house and along my driveway three times a summer.
Until we can confront that and talk about that, this is really going to continue. I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
Dozens and dozens of American flags, which is also disturbing. Why? I don't fly the American flag because I think I own the country. I fly the American flag because everyone has a piece of the country. And everyone should have an equal interest in the country and in preserving what the country is. I don't know the country she sees. And I'm sad for her that she sees it that way. But because she sees it that way, I feel like she's trying to take it away from me. That is the one thing that I do agree with. So what do you see? What do you hear when you see a flag and when you hear that? Is she describing the country like you see it? Or am I describing the country like you see it? I'd love to know what you think. 844-TALK-989. 844-TALK-989. .5 21 on the Bruce Hooley Show. The America that I celebrate every day, really, because I think about my dad every day, and he fought for our country in World War II. But I put the flags out along the driveway on Memorial Day, July 4th, and Labor Day. And then I find out today that, Kamala Harris, our vice president, is in charge of the southern border. She won't even go. She goes, well, I haven't been to Europe either. No big deal. And then there's this Mara Gay from the New York Times on MSNBC who's terrified of flags that she sees on Memorial Day weekend on Long Island, which, by the way, a little bit of privilege in your life, Mara Gay, that you have friends on Long Island.
Until we can confront that and talk about that, this is really going to continue. I was on Long Island this weekend visiting a really dear friend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, you know, dozens and dozens of pickup trucks with, explicatives against Joe Biden on the back of them, Trump flags, and some cases just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
It is my country. It is also your country. And that's been the beauty of America, that we've fought for our country. I'm very happy to see that you want to talk about this with me. 844-TALK-989, 844-TALK-989. We start with Howard. Howard in Columbus. Welcome to the Bruce Hooley Show, Howard.
Thank you for taking my call. I've never been in the service. However, I fly an American flag on my fence every day. I have a flag in my little truck right now. I will absolutely take issue with any person that degrades this glorious piece of cloth that's red, white, and blue. Predominantly, the red reminds me of my uncle who fought in Europe, never came home. No one ever knew what happened to him. He just knows us as dead. It broke my mother's heart. It bothered her until her death in her 80s. I cannot imagine anybody not getting emotional over the beauty of that flag, what it stands for, what it has stood for, and oh, for Lord's sake, what it's going to stand for in the future for my children who are well into their 50s. But my two great-grandsons who are 3 and 6, you know, I want them to feel the same way.
Yeah, I do too.
This is amazing to me.
It is.
With that, I'll leave you.
Thank you, Howard. I appreciate that. Howard, I certainly hope Howard does not drive past Mara Gay in a pickup truck with a flag. She'll be terrified. It should be noted that two days ago, was the 77th anniversary of D-Day, the epitome of American valor and courage. Joe Biden did not tweet about it. He did not mention it. He did, however, tweet about the transgender people in America showing tremendous courage by coming forward and living their truth. Courage is not now what it used to be. Eddie in Delaware next on the Bruce Hooley Show. Hello, Eddie.
Howdy. Thanks for having me on the show.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
So I guess I got 2 points. Number one, what she described was people showing their opinion, which the last I knew, we were allowed to express our opinions in this nation.
Mm-hmm.
The second part that really troubles me is the fact that why is it that when people express their opinions in a manner with showing a flag in their own home or in their own community on their own property vehicles, that's threatening and dangerous. But when people go into a city and destroy millions and millions of public dollars, of other people's properties, that's okay. That's healthy. That's good. We should keep doing that.
Mostly peaceful. Mostly peaceful, Eddie. Yeah, and it's not threatening when Black Lives Matter flags fly? I mean, Black Lives Matter say they want to get rid of the nuclear family. They want to, if they can, minimize, marginalize, eliminate what they call whiteness. That's not threatening? It's deeply troubling. I have one more cut from Mara Gay that I'll play for you, but first I want to talk to Carl. Mara makes no bones about the fact how she would solve this problem of people who have trucks with flags celebrating America. Carl from Lancaster next on the Bruce Hooley Show. Hello, Carl.
How you doing, Bruce?
Hi, Carl.
I could go into a whole big line of stuff about her comment on that flag, but at the end of the day, I spent a little over 8 years in the service. The flag does mean a lot, and I'm very patriotic. The way I look at her comment about her being disrespected by the American flag, at the end of the day, you're an American citizen. If you don't have patriotism towards your country and your flag, then you need to go somewhere else.
Yeah, I know that's a popular view out there. In fact, I saw a gentleman with a shirt the other day that said, if this flag offends you, I'll help you move. And people don't like that viewpoint. They find it intractable. I guess I would like to maybe massage that viewpoint a little bit, and I would ask Mara Gay, where do you think in another country in this world you would have achieved on your merits as a journalist, as an opinion shaper, as a writer, where do you think you would have had a better chance of rising to the prominent kind of position that you have now? Where would you have been able to leverage your individual abilities better than in the United States of America? Is there another country? I mean, she may think so. But what proves her wrong and what proves Kamala Harris a fraud in saying that, well, we have to find out why these people are coming to America. No, we don't have to find that out. We know why they're coming. They built a big lady in New York Harbor with a lighted torch to explain why people are coming, Kamala Harris. Because we are known the world over and always have been as the place where you can come and find freedom from persecution, opportunity based upon your own abilities. Now, do I deny that there have been instances and still are incidents of things in our country where those opportunities are denied people based upon how they look, how they worship, whatever? Yes, of course. But I grew up in the 60s. I know how people viewed minorities in the 60s and how you could find plenty of people who not even quietly would voice disdain for minorities. Now, you can't do that. That is, people are way smarter now, way more enlightened now. We realize the evils of our past decades. As Charles Barkley, I think, said, he says, I don't know any white people who don't root for black people. I don't either. Boy, if white supremacy is as big a problem as all the people on the left say it is, you'd think I'd know one. But I don't.